The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt.
Of course, I can't find the cufflinks.
I put them out there on top of the bureau.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wish we didn't have to go to this thing tonight. I hate buffet suppers.
Bessie, go downstairs and eat now. Aunt Effie has dinner already for you.
If there's anything I hate, it's trying to balance a plate on my knees and trying to cut my meat while I'm juggling a knife and fork and a napkin. Always, there's one of those darn molded salads that start melting and you spend half the time trying to keep it from sliding off the plate onto the floor. What's happening at a good old dinner party where you just sat down at the table, huh?
If you don't hurry, we're going to be late. We're due at 6:30.
Now, Daisy, you'd have to keep your plate on your lap or you have to sit side saddle in a chair, twisting around to eat off a desk or something. Or you get one of those dinky buffet tables where you either have to scrunch your knees together to get them under or you have to straddle a thing. You know, it's no wonder Americans have ulcers. Their insides are all twisted out of shape from buffet suppers.
Do I look all right?
Yeah.
Thank you, dear.
And I'll make you a bet. We'll either have a shish kebab on those skewers, or lobster and crab meat Newburgh, or veal and mushroom casserole.
Anne is a wonderful cook. I'm sure we'll have something good.
Ah, all right. Now, let's see. Anne, yeah. Let's see if I can remember what her specialties are. Chicken, paprikash stuff. Asparagus with hollandaise sauce, hot rolls, and what is now universally known as a tossed salad. And I wish somebody would toss it right out the window.
You don't have to go, you know. Shall I call and say you've been suddenly taken ill?
Oh, no, I'll go.
You always do this, dear. Then you go and have an absolutely marvelous time as you used to be dragged home.
Well, look, we are not staying late tonight. No, I mean it. We are leaving that party at 11 o'clock sharp. Mm-hmm. I'm dead tired. You'll be sure to remind me what time it is.
Yes, dear. I've heard that before.
Remember how relieved you were when you heard that there was at last a vaccine to stamp out polio? Remember the early doubts and fears that it hadn't really been perfected? Those days are behind us. Areas where the stock vaccine has been taken by substantial numbers of children and adults under 40 have shown remarkable results. Almost 41 million adults under 40 years of age have not taken as much as one polio shot. Do you doubt that this is important? If so, please note carefully that after 2 years of rewarding statistics in 1958, the incidence of polio started to climb again. The vaccine won't work on people who don't take it. At least 3 shots, spaced as your doctor or clinic recommends, are vital for maximum protection from polio. CBS Radio and its affiliated stations join the United States Department of Health in urging, get your polio shots. Get them starting now.
I don't know that he left Frank or just standing.
Oh, no. Dear, it is 11:30 now. Joe, Milton, go home, yes. Milton, go home. No, Milton, I'm not Milton. Go. I mean, you're the one. Dear, this is so funny. You know, we've been sitting here just howling. I don't know when I've laughed so much.
Oh, come now.
Now, really, you know, your husband is just a scream.
Oh, is it?
Oh, he is, honestly. Oh, I'm just weak from laughing. Ellen and I have just been sitting here.
Oh, now, dear. Fun as a man, my wife is right. It's time to roll up the street. So I'll go say goodnight to Jack.
I do. Well, if you must drag him away, I'll go get your coat.
Oh, thank you, Ann.
You know, you're lucky to have a husband that is, well, so entertaining. I'll bet he's fun to live with, too, isn't he?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I guess so, Ellen.
Oh, I wish Fred were that way. Look at him sitting over there with his nose in a book at a party. That's the way he is at home. Fred. Fred, come on. It's getting late.
Well, come on, honey. Shall I get your coat?
No, no, Ann's getting it. I'll get you. Thank you, Ann.
I can hardly look at him without laughing. You know that funny thing that happened at his office? It's the funniest thing I ever heard.
Well, it was true, too, as a matter of fact. Well, good night, Ann. Many thanks for the best chicken paprikash in the whole world.
Oh, you know, I never know what to have.
Oh, look, you had the right thing for me. Didn't I say that, honey? Didn't I? Before we left home, I said, I hope Ann has that wonderful chicken paprikash.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, I loved it. Well, I'll say goodnight to the rest. Hey, George. Hey, Fred. Ellen, are you leaving, too?
Oh, let's get together very soon.
Oh, yes, we must, Anna.
Uh-huh. Oh, I tell you, I could sit and listen to that husband of yours all night.
Uh-huh.
He certainly knows how to tell things just marvelously. Now, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Oh, I'm just weak from laughing so much.
No.
I don't know how you stand it. Is he that way at home all the time?
Oh, not all the time. I wouldn't know. He has his quieter moments, I'd say.
Well, all I can say is it must be heavenly to be married to a man with such a wonderful disposition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a man who can always see the funny side of things.
Well, well, ready to go.
Oh, I just wish you didn't have to drag him away.
You locked the back door?
Yeah.
Turn off the outside light?
Yeah. Oh, golly.
Aren't you coming up?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be up in a minute. Just thought I'd glance at the paper. I didn't get a chance to see it today.
Have a good time?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty tired, though.
Have a hard day at the office?
Oh, yeah. Well, so. Now, you don't have to wait for me, darling. You go on up.
Yeah, I will. House is cold at midnight, isn't it?
Yeah.
What was the funny thing that happened at the office?
Yeah.
I said, what was it?
I don't know.
Ann said you told him something funny at the office.
Oh, all that. Oh, well, it wasn't anything special.
Well, since Ann and Elmer nearly died laughing, there must have been something amusing about it.
Oh, it wasn't anything. You know how they are. They laugh at anything. Oh, boy, is that much in the paper today? You know, I sometimes wonder, if we get the latest edition delivered out here.
Well, I don't suppose so, since it arrived about 4 p.m. See, the house is cool.
No, go on up to bed.
Do you object to my staying down here with you?
Oh, no, don't be silly. What's the matter with you anyhow? I just said, why sit down here and freeze when you can get under a nice electric blanket? Look, you mad about something?
No, I wouldn't say I was mad. Curious is the word, I think.
Well, as long as you're not mad, that's all I care about. Boy, you know, it is kind of chilly. I think I'll take the paper upstairs. You coming?
Sit down a minute. I'd like to talk to you.
What about?
Marriage.
Oh, honey, for Pete's sake. Look, it's midnight. I am dead tired. I got to get up early. The house is cold. Why do you always pick the darndest time to want to sit around and be philosophical?
Well, then I'll be very brief. First, after this, when you insist on coming home at a certain hour and you ask me to remind you what time it is, would you mind not acting as though I'm dragging you away from the party, as though I'm a prison guard?
Oh, now, darling, nobody thought that.
Yes, they did. They always do. And secondly...
Oh, look, the house is so cold. Why don't we go upstairs and get under our electric blankets?
I'm not going upstairs and getting under our electric blankets. I want to sit right here and find out something.
Find out what?
Don't you love me anymore?
Oh, look, for Pete's sake, it is midnight. We're cold outside. Yes, of course I love you. I don't even know what the heck you're talking about.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Why don't you tell me funny stories?
What?
Why is it when you're with me alone, you either go into a long-winded, irritable dissertation on buffet suppers, for example, or just the opposite, I try to talk to you and all I get is...
Oh, look, I...
But when we go to a party, suddenly you're like a Roman candle. You burst into life. Everybody is always telling me how killingly funny you are. So entertaining. You must be such fun to live with.
Oh, honey, look, you're livelier at parties yourself than you are at home. Everybody is.
Yes, but not as much as you. As soon as you walk in the door, you just suddenly come to life. And not that I object to your being entertaining. That's fine. But you tell other people funny things that I've never even heard. And just now I asked what was so funny that happened at your office, and you said, oh, nothing special. I mean, don't I count or what?
Oh, The receptionist told me if I saw Bob Williams to tell him that his parents were due for a visit, that if they'd arrived in town. So I saw Bob talking to Cranshaw and a very important client. So as I went past, I whispered to him, your parents are in town. He thought I said your pants are coming down. So he let out this yelp and raced off, leaving Cranshaw and the client wondering what in the family had happened. And that's the story.
Thank you.
Good night.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, honey. Sweetheart.
Our cat has 9 lives. She makes that clear with every impulsive leap from sofa to the top of the bookcase. All the same, she can't compete with you when it comes to getting places. In no more time than it takes the cat to reach her favorite perch, you can be in Rome or Tokyo or anywhere else exciting things are happening. You do that daily on CBS Radio, as network features like our World News Roundup and The World Tonight take you to the scene of the news. For all of our 9 lives, our cat can't compete with you either where experience is concerned. Vast network facilities make CBS Radio a meeting place for interesting people, real and fictional, whose personal histories enrich your own. Why envy the cat her 9 lives when CBS Radio invites you to share the life experiences of celebrities who visit you on programs like Our Mitch Miller Show, and invites you to share emotions with the heroes and heroines in our many fine dramatic shows.
I set the alarm. Do you want to open the window?
Now, look, I told you the story. Isn't that what you wanted?
Is that the way you told it at the party in that sparkling monotone?
Well, I may have embellished it a bit. But I honestly don't know why you're so mad.
Well, I don't know that I am mad. I just don't understand it. Why, for example, didn't you come home and tell me the story when it happened?
Well, all right, I'll tell you why, if I can. When a husband comes home from the office, he's tired. He wants to relax. He doesn't get the energy to exert himself to be entertaining. And it may be wrong, but I suppose her husband feels that his wife loves him, whether or not he knocks himself out to be amusing. Look, many times I come home and I think, oh, I must tell her about the funny thing that happened. Then I get home and I'm tired and I think, oh, why bother? Or I do start to tell it, and right away, you interrupt, or Betsy interrupts, or Aunt Effie starts babbling, or you have to go and turn the potatoes down. I don't know. I just give up, that's all. At a party, I've got a receptive audience. At any rate, they listen to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right. You know you are. And I can see that it's my fault, dear.
Oh, well, now look, I didn't
know. No, you are absolutely right. From a wife's standpoint, I guess he thinks, oh, he's my husband. He doesn't mind if he's interrupted. He loves me anyhow. And it's wrong, you know, we're never as polite as we should be to the people we love best. Well, I'm sorry, dear. In the future, I shall be all ears.
Oh, well, I hope not. I wouldn't like that either.
Tell me again what you whispered to Bob Williams.
Your parents are in town. See, and he thought I said, your pants are coming down. And he let out this yell, see? And he dashes off up there.
Oh, that was so funny. No wonder you're the life of the party, darling, Rick.
Yeah, well, from now on, I'll try to be the life of the house, too.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Julie Lawrence and Martha Duckworth, and is produced by Walter Hart.